T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The great Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Saint, how you feeling after your Patriots rolled through the Houston Texans on Saturday?
Boy, that was great NFL football. I loved both days. Those games yesterday were amazing.
From a Patriot perspective, though, Tom Brady, do you think your boys have enough to get it done again this year? It's a big game against the Steelers this weekend, but the Patriots have won 6 of their last 8 against Pittsburgh.
I got to tell you, that big 3 for Pittsburgh really concerns me. I would have rather played Kansas City, but you know they're going to be playing at Foxborough at Gillette, and I think the Pats are going to play a lot better than they played Saturday. I didn't think they played real well, and they walk away with a win. They had some big turnovers, but still got it done.
Should be a great game against the Steelers this coming weekend. Saints, speaking of big threes, there's some buzz, not yet rumor status, but some buzz that Cleveland may sit their big three for today's game against the Warriors. What kind of a gamesmanship move would that be by Cleveland to not play LeBron, Kyrie, and maybe Kevin Love?
I read that this morning, and I was like, what? Because if you're a player, you really want to play in this game. These games are the special games of the entire season. So to think that they're going to sit, and the NBA kind of plans the schedule this way. You know, they played that they're defending champs, so they had the Christmas game, Christmas Day game at home, and then this is the next big day in the NBA regular season. So now the Warriors get them at home, and they've had 2 days rest. The Warriors have had 3. Everybody's going to be really fresh. I just don't see it. I think that's a bunch of baloney.
Saint, when you're a student of the game, and I love getting your perspective, and I know you know players and the mind, the psyche of different players. Here's a great LeBron James. Here's what he had to say when they asked him, is this a rival? Take a listen. Tell him what you think.
No, I don't know. At the end of the day, we're just trying to get better. We got a couple of days where we can get some really good time in on the court with one another, you know, trying to get better. But we don't look at it as a rival. They're a great team. They've been the best team in the league for the last couple of years, last 3 years. So, you know, we just want to try to get better.
My man LeBron will be fired up today. He's a great player, a great ambassador for the game. I always enjoy watching this guy play because he plays the game the right way. He's a team guy. He'd rather pass to open shooters or whatever and make big plays defensively. He's the consummate team guy. So, you know, Ed, maybe if they play in the finals again, you can call it that, but it's only 2 years that they've played, and they only play twice a year, so I tend to agree with them.
Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. It was a 1-point loss on Christmas the last time these two got together, but the Warriors owned most of that game until a dry spell midway through the fourth quarter until the end of the game. How do you avoid that this time around? If the situation plays out similarly, what's the team got to do to avoid falling into that pitfall again?
This is not a very complicated answer. They gave up 18 offensive rebounds. They got murdered on the glass. They defended them well. Cleveland only shot 38%. And on the other side of the coin, don't turn it over. You're not going to beat a great team if you turn the ball over 20 times. So those two things are staring them right in the face. And they've been much, much better on the boards, say, for the last month. I think they've really addressed that in good fashion. And the turnovers, you know, by and large, they've been better there. I love Steve Kerr's. You know, he has these expressions. He said, you know, when you rebound, he said, you can look up and look at butterflies, or you can put your body on somebody. I love that. Then about the turnovers, he likes to say, hey, we can hit singles. We don't have to hit home runs every single pass. So make the cut and drive simple play. Don't have to make the spectacular play. And if they do that, I think the Warriors are playing at a darn good level right now. And I think they're going to come out with a win. It's going to be a great atmosphere this afternoon.
Saint, what would you attribute the improvement in rebounding to? Would it be the effort from Zaza and JaVale, or has it been a complete team effort?
I think it's a focus point. I think it's really been brought out every single day. And, you know, Cleveland will shoot, they do shoot in general more threes than the Warriors. So if you take long shots, there's going to be long rebounds. That means your guards have got to stay in there and anticipate long balls coming off the rim. So that means Clay and Steph, all those guys in the backcourt have got to stay in there. Steph, you know, had a game this past week where he had 9 rebounds as a point guard. So that's huge for you. And you guys are right. Zaza, he's been a different player. What do we want to say? The last 3 weeks or so, he's really had some terrific games. And he's playing within himself. My favorite thing is that they had a game last week, and the game was in hand, and there was a loose ball, and he just dove on the floor. And I just loved it. I mean, that's what great, you know, that's what great teams do. Everybody is focused on giving that effort that really is a signature of their team. And, you know, it's like any sport, you know, getting the 50-50 balls, getting the loose balls. Those are big, big factors in a game. And they're going to say it's another regular season game. That's a bunch of baloney. I think it's going to be a great game.
I agree with you. Couldn't agree with you more, Slang. When you see people spending $52,000 for four seats to be on the floor, that's that's an amazing amount of money. Wait, let's go back to what you're saying. You're saying, does players usually like the long balls or short balls?
Well, again, the Warriors, they're interesting. What are they going to do? Cleveland's going to try to really get physical with Steph Curry. They're really going to get up on the Warriors and try to really contest or take away the three ball. So you're going to have a day today where maybe you're not going to get a ton of wide open looks, but you can put it on the floor, compact the defense, make them adjust, and then kick it to another teammate. It may not be the first look that's the best. And with that said, the Warriors are used to this stuff, and I think it's one of their strengths. You know, when they really, we call it draw and kick, draw the defense and then kick it to a teammate. And they're really, really good at this. And I think Steph Curry's going to have a big, big day. Now, they're going to play a lot of different people on him. Shumpert is now starting at the two guard because J.R. Smith has a broken thumb. And then they bring in Liggins. And when you guys look back at that game, Liggins guarded him a lot, and they really are going to get up in his grill. Well, I think the last, what do you want to say, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, he's changed the way he's playing. And you know, I love what Steve's talking about, his substitution pattern, who's playing with who. They don't have it down. Like, it's not ready for April playoffs. But we are going to see an aggressive Steph Curry today. And we're going to see him playing a lot with Kevin Durant. That's one of the things they're doing right now. There's some unbelievable matchups. How about Draymond and Kevin Love? That's going to be awesome. Tristan Thompson and Pachulia are going to be like when Lowe got the handoff and went into the B gap and whacked that linebacker. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear Pachulia and Tristan Thompson banging in there. It's going to be great. And, you know, I'm looking at now, what are they going to do? If they put Shumpert or Liggins on Steph, that means Kyrie Irving has got to guard Clay. Well, that means Clay has a big advantage because Kyrie's not a very good defender. So there's going to be a chess match during the whole course of the 48-minute game.
The great Gary St. Jean with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Saint, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll catch up with you next week.
Fellas, have a great day.